Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
See in the morning.
Kiss 108.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How's it going?
We're good.
How's it going, Lise? Lise started the day freaking me out. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I was overhearing stuff over the weekend. I was eavesdropping on conversations.
Well, you were going on and on about the problems in France.
Well, in Europe. It's not just France, but France is bad.
Why do the French eat snails, escargot, it's called. Why do they eat snails?
Because
they don't like fast food.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's cute.
But you're
that
all worried cute. About the French.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm just saying, you know. Mm-hmm. You get such a kick out of this. You know what? I think it's from working with me. You didn't used to be like this. Hey, they're shutting Europe down. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I wasn't saying ha, ha, ha. I was well, like, kinda. Oh, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. 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 Well, whatever.
Yeah, it is whatever. It is what it is.
Bex had a list of all the places you can't go if you're an American.
Oh, no, they were places that you could travel to.
You can
to.
Still go.
You could still go to.
Oh, you have the list of where you can go?
Mm-hmm. It's a short list.
Oh, that's a very short list. Yeah. Haiti. You can go to Haiti.
And Rwanda. Billy's over here like, is the Cayman Islands on there?
He's like, what about Turks and Caicos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been to Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You go there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you could go to Turks. Of them, you could travel there, but there's a lot of sort of protocols that you have to go through. So you have to get tested beforehand. You have to provide
there's a lot of protocols if you want to go to Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's so true.
I had a friend come down. From Boston to Florida, he had to get tested or he couldn't work for 2 weeks if he didn't have a test. If he forgot, if he got off the plane, he couldn't work. Mm-hmm. Works as a dentist, couldn't go back to work. That's a lot of money, two weeks off.
Yep.
Yeah, he was negative, luckily. But yeah, this is no joke. The traveling is, I mean, is there, the airlines, they got to be getting killed financially.
They are struggling.
Well, it was last week they said like American Airlines was going to be laying off 19,000 people.
Wow.
I think that's they're sending fewer flights with more passengers.
Yeah. And it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
The prices went up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I would think the prices would go down.
They did
initially.
They're going up.
Nobody wants to go, then the prices. Wait a minute. If people don't want to fly.
There are fewer seats and fewer planes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So first they didn't want to fly, so then they stopped flights, so then the prices go up,
right?
Which makes people want to fly even less. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, but God. I miss it so much.
I know, that's the biggest thing, not being able to go anywhere.
Yeah, I miss traveling.
Without, like, jumping through hoops, like tests. And
where are you going, Bex, with your Miss Traveler?
Anywhere.
You go to New Jersey. That's not traveling.
Oh, no. I mean, I would have loved to go to, like, Turks and Caicos or Aruba or somewhere that has a beach or Europe. I was supposed to do – we were planning our honeymoon. We were supposed to do that. Who knows if that's going to happen.
Mm, I have a beach. Why don't you come over?
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, but see, you have to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
You've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more symptoms?
No, I feel back to normal, finally.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take?
I would say probably 2 months.
Oh!
Yeah, a month.
You were out of sorts for 2 months?
Not totally out of sorts, but there were definitely like lingering things for about 2 months. Yeah, like the taste thing still existed.
See, I don't think I'd notice. I really believe that. I wouldn't notice it if I had COVID. I feel awful every single day of my, you know. Everything hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would I know? How do you know it's COVID and not just regular, an old man getting out of bed at 5 in the morning? You know what I mean?
I
that's the definition of COVID. Mm. Right? Anyway.
Well, what's it like in Florida, Matt?
Like, what's it like? There are palm trees. And
no, that, you know what.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, I don't really. People ask me that all the time. What are the restaurants? I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Where am I going to go? Like, I live on kind of a resort. Well, I see you get. I don't want to do this when you ask me these questions.
Well, I'm just curious how they're dealing with it now.
I kind of live on a resort. I don't really go anywhere. Okay. I hate saying that on the air. It makes me look like a jerk. But, yeah, I don't. What do you think I go down to Miami and walk the streets?
Is that Nikki Beach?
What do you think I'm making, like, TikTok videos of me dancing in a schoolyard somewhere? You know, I do the show and I go play golf, and then we, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The laws have changed. Restaurants, that's a problem. Because you go to a restaurant and all the tables are right next to each other.
Mm.
Because in Florida, they got rid of the rules. So you could go to a restaurant like a month or two ago, you go to a restaurant and it would be separate from the other tables. You'd feel safer, right? Now they changed the law. So you're sitting right next to, I did it the other night and I didn't like it. We were outside, but the tables are, there's no separation. That's DeSantis. It's funny, and Trump hates him anyway. Isn't that
weird.
Funny? Yeah, he said, if I lose Florida, he's done. Okay.
Okay,
buddy. Whatever. I don't know if you got that about the French and the snails. I don't know if you got that. What do you got coming up?
A lot of football, buddy. We've got two games tonight. The World Series starts tomorrow night. Saturday Night Live, we'll have a new host this weekend. We'll talk about and a couple of incidents this past weekend on Saturday Night Live. And The Voice starts tonight. Miley Cyrus has kind of an interesting story to tell about The Voice. So we get a bunch of stuff.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. That's coming up next.
Oh, my God. I love listening to Maddie in the Morning.
It's a great start to my. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.